But I'm not gonna go put breakfast in my face though.
Honourable members, we are waiting for the DG, because if the DG is not here, that means all the entities must go. Because the DG is here, we won't approve any APPs without the DG present. Indeed. Always. The DG is for 10 minutes. Oh. Who is bribing us here with this one? Who is bribing us here? Are they bribing us? How much are they worth so that we can go and declare in Parliament? Are they more than 500? Oh, okay. Thanks for the bribe, but it doesn't work. Thank you, honourable members. Good morning, and thank you for coming to this meeting today. Mbalo police jazam. Tiffany, why are you breaking my dishes? Okay. Thank you, honourable members. Welcome to the meeting. Welcome to those all the entities that are present. DG. If I was being a sick caller, I'm back for Sheila. I'm back over late. Nyelanga lamla ma ATP. Welcome to this meeting. I think members, the agenda is in front of you, and before we start, I would like us to, it was sent before, to adopt the agenda for this meeting today. Then we can officially welcome, open the meeting. Honorable Van Kouwijk and Honorable Van der Berg, So the meeting is officially opened. I see a person who's standing. Are there no chairs? What's happening? There is a chair there at the back. Okay, can we get chairs? Okay. We can take this one. There's no one who's sitting here. Thank you, members. Honorable members, I just want to say I welcome you. Anya Busali Lapo Baba, we have started to Losako, we have swan up. I see any protocol. Thank you for this coming to this meeting. Thank you. I welcome you. My name is Thandile Sunduza. Those who don't know me, I'm the chair of this portfolio committee. And I will introduce the members of parliament quickly so that you know who is who. I think you know most of them, just to remind you. On my left here is Advocate Ndapane, who is a member of this committee. We have Honorable Nwama Shulubana. We have Honorable Chikela. Tolo. Maybe Nyinhlanganiso. We've got Honorable Chikela. Honorable Mabunda. Is there anyone? Dr. Van Skalvig. And my living Nikki van der Berg. He's sour with me after the budget vote. Thank you, members. You were all excellent in the budget vote, and you looked good, and you outdone yourself, Nikki. I was dealing with Melder, not with anyone else. I had to correct it, my friend. You know. I've got a few apologies in front of me, which is very disappointing, especially as members knew that today we're dealing with the most important crucial issues. Okay, you've got the minister's apology. Mr. Mashatili is in a cabinet meeting and is presenting a ratification on African AU Charter for African Cultural Renaissance Trade Corporations. We've got Honorable Msweli. She's got a meeting this morning and she's debating this afternoon, I think, on health. Is health debating today? On health. Energy. She's debating. Then you've got an apology from Mastori Murutua. She's not feeling well. You've got an apology from Honorable Mshwana, who's also not feeling well. She says she's on sick leave the whole week. Those are the only four apologies in front of me. Then I cannot account for those who are not here. Members, can we adopt the apologies? Do you have any comments on the apologies? The rest of them, I don't know. I cannot account for people who are not here. I don't know where's Honorable Moss. I don't know where's Honorable Kwarai. I don't know where's the Deputy Minister. I don't know. So I cannot account because I don't have written apologies in front of me. Members? Don?
Adopted with reservations.
Ah, yeah, you can go.
He's adopted.
Okay. Honorable members?
No, adopted.
We adopt with adopt? Is. Okay. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Members, as you all know, that today our entities, as in our cultural entities, are presenting their APPs today, and you know, it's the War Museum of the Robben Island Museum, and what's the other one? National Film and Video. So there's three of them. We'll start with Robben Island. Welcome, DG, to my meeting. Okay. Thank you to the War Museum for this, but it doesn't mean we change our mind. We'll change our minds. Thank you for the gifts, but we'll remain ourselves as usual. And then, okay. Okay, they want to donate them to the library. Now, Nikki, I think Mulder must get this book.
Which one is that?
It says the black concentration camps of the Anglo-Boer War. The history I was talking about.
Yes.
He became angry when I raised this. This is the issue that we are fighting for. Which was reality? No, no, he was angry when I raised this issue on the board debate. Who was there? You were not there. I'll ask the more museum to just educate him on some of these few issues, because I was saying this history is not written anyway. We never read about the role of blacks in the. Anyway, I'll take it to the house today. Heavy as it is. Don't debate. No, you were angry with me, so I'm not allowing you.
I'm just a point of order.
Not today, Nicky Man.
I just want to mention something about this video.
Yes.
Thank you, Chairperson. I want to thank the Boer Museum for this specifically. I don't see this as a bribe, Chairperson. I think it's very, very important for the committee, for myself personally, to look at these things and watch carefully. And just about what you mentioned about the book, you know, it's so important, and I've mentioned in my speeches in Parliament, the more we know of each other, the more we understand the struggles and the hardships and the contribution of every person in this country of ours. And I think that is the most important message we must send out of this committee. And I'm very sure that all of us, all the committee members, I don't want to speak on their behalf, but they are, I think they're feeling the same like me. We must know each other's history. Otherwise, we will fail in this country. That's all I want to say. Thank you, Chairperson.
Okay. Peace, Nikki. I love you so much. Dr. Van Kauwe?
Yeah. Thank you, Chair. I just want to ask the people from the Boer War.
They might please.
Where can we find books?
At the
war.
Okay.
No, but then you can't go there.
Okay. Thank you, DJ. That's what I was talking about. You see the interest from Boer Museum. I raised it in the debate to say nothing has been said by Africans in their role in the, what do you call this, in the Anglo-Boer War, and they had a role. Then there was a milder who wanted to wrinkle my neck, you know, who said, I don't know anything about that, but I was saying I know it but the issue is that it has never been written in our histories, and I think it's important for us to know each other's cultures. DG, welcome. We will start with Robin Island. I know the Kawagas, and welcome, Sam, after a long time of not seeing you. Okay. I didn't introduce this. This is Ashabulu Lemtia, who is our committee secretary. We've got Joni there, our committee assistant. You've got Mkolisi, our content advisor. You have Fiona, our researcher. I think I saw Dr. Baloyi. Welcome. Oh, Dr. Kakaman, she used to be here. I don't know why did he disappear. He got a promotion. He's a senior, what people, I'm not sure, but I know he's part of our committee. Then you've got Tiffany at the back. Where's Tiffany? The one who was breaking my dishes. Oh, Tiffany is here because Tiffany, whatever you say in this meeting is recorded. Whatever that we said, some of you have went out to call our political heads saying the wrong things, so everything is recorded here, so whatever you say, so if you come and say the portfolio said or never said econ, we just go back and then say this is it, you know, it's nicer because than minutes because you are recorded. DJ, want to back over the council? Okay. Robin Island, I see the chairman of the council is here. So I'll give you the opportunity. How many minutes per? You didn't say how many minutes. No, okay. You've got about 20 minutes, Babu Buthelezi. What's the other one, okay? Masing avu milani, ayiku shukuti kaben. Let's make it very clear. If we don't agree, we don't agree. And it's not going to be implemented, DJ. I got a lashing that in this committee, I'm one of the most lenient chairs. We agree to the wrong things. Because we always say, you know, you'll amend it, and it's not amended. So I want to say it here in the meeting that we had with the chairs and the speaker. they said my I've got the most lenient committee. People do things and they continue. So anxious. Robben Island and nothing is going to be implemented. Robben Island, Azusha.
I would like to thank you, Chairperson and members of. Yes, sir.
Oh, is it
audible? Can
you hear? What?
Who's got the mic on? Yeah. Yeah, right. Okay. I would like to thank the chairperson and members of the committee. My name is Busiso Buthelezi. I'm the chairperson of the Robben Island Museum. I would like to tender the apology for the deputy chair, Mrs. Rashida Abdullah, who was scheduled to be here with me representing the council. Unfortunately, she had a bereavement in her family, which happened this morning. So that's why the apology is not even in writing. I would request the CEO to hand over to the CEO, Mr. Mkize, who will then introduce the rest of the team and also to present on behalf of council.
Thank you very much, Chairperson of Council. Thank you very much to the Chairperson of the Portfolio Committee and to the committee members for giving Robben Island this opportunity. I would like to start by, I'm assuming that people can hear me. Okay, if you can hear me, thank you very much. From Robben Island, our chairperson has already introduced himself. My name is Bongseni Mkize. I'm the chief executive. The management team that's accompanying me today, Mr. Shoni Kangala, our senior manager marketing, is seated on my left. Right behind us, in the row behind me, is the Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Mpumelale, and Mr. Molifi Mabe, our Senior Manager, Human Resources. That is the team that is representing Robben Island today. Chairperson, our presentation of the 2013-2014 APP, we have already indicated in the presentation that was emailed to the committee that on further scrutiny of our APP for this year, we realized that there are some challenges, and we request that we be given an opportunity to actually withdraw the document that has already been tabled and rewrite and resubmit it. And one of the challenges which I point out in the presentation is that while we were working on the APP, we were also working on more than one document at the same time. There's something called the Integrated Conservation Management Plan that we had to complete. And on completion of that document, we realized that the objectives are not properly aligned. Hence, there is that request that we be given that permission by the committee, and we'll engage with the Department of Arts and Culture to find a way of doing that. And I would like to sincerely apologize for the fact that there was that challenge with regard to all the multiple documents, because the ICMP is a UNESCO compliance document that we had to complete, and it had to be completed around the same time as the strategic plan and the annual performance plan. As I said, our challenge was around making sure that all the documents are properly aligned. And while we were working on the strategic plan, we had to work on the ICMP at the same time. And on slide number 6, I do talk about what were the priorities as identified in 2012 around maintenance of the museum, issues of marketing, the prison narrative, which I think that these are the things that I also spoke about when we met with the committee in February this year. But the last slide about the organization review does talk to the issue of making sure that we
From what you just uttered, are you saying this document that we have is not completed? Or is it not a correct one? So that we don't waste our time.
My request is that the document be withdrawn because it's got some serious flaws and it won't be possible for us to be properly monitored in terms of our performance management.
Why was it brought to the portfolio committee then? Why it was no there no a formal request? Did you, Dr. Chief, anything not took? Because I believe whatever comes here, the department must be able to know. And that's where you assist the entities when there are such challenges. Now, on a serious note, members, are you with me on this one? Because really, how does a document come to the portfolio committee? A request would have been made, you should have, could have substituted. Dr. Chief, teaching, really answer.
I don't think that this document is incorrect. It's a correct document. It's the presentation of the APP as it was tabled in Parliament.
Mm-hmm.
What is happening is that the Council is working on aligning the APP with the Integrated Conservation Management Plan, which is a UNESCO thing. But the basis on which the funds for Robben Island have been voted is the APP, which was submitted, and that, in that sense, it is a correct document.
So, Babu Mkhize, kahle kahle ucela ukuthi ngicela sokukhululwa noma ucela ukuthi usaba ukusho ufuna ukuthi siqhubeke ngoba thina sizokushaya ke ngale. So just say chair, we request, don't speak in parables. Just say chair, we request that you excuse us, or we wasted money, or we wasted the water. Because I get when you've come with a boat here, so just no, but you must be honest. You see, members, my issue, if there are challenges on an APT, because that's why we approve. So if there are challenges or there are certain things that are not incorrect, then at least if we were written a letter a week before or at least some time before so that we are aware. But I also blame the department on this because on a DG we've spoken about it to say that anything that comes to the PC, you monitor it. I'm not saying that change it so that something must be made correctly. Because I hear what you are saying was among Europa much. But especially when you smile, I know you're up to something. So what I'm saying is that now, what are you saying to Babum Kize? You want us to continue or want you to release you and come after some time? Yes. Also, we are Balega Manj, we need to person. Okay. I think honourable members have raised their hands. Unless you want to clarify something before the members come in.
Yes.
Can I just members allow Justin to say what was?
Maybe just in half a minute to explain that. Because Robben Island Museum is a World Heritage Site, it needs, in terms of the UNESCO guidelines, it needs to develop an integrated conservation management plan, which is valid for 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
So the first ICMP expired in October 2012. So from October 2012 until now, we have been finalizing the second ICMP for the next 7 years. That has already been signed off by the DG and the minister. It has gone to UNESCO. It was completed at the end of February. Now, we then, as Council said, sat and looked at the strategic plan and the APP. We found that the documents are not properly aligned. We have sent a document to UNESCO, which will be binding on us as a World Heritage Site to comply with for the next 7 years. Then we then embarked on a process to review the strat plan and therefore the APP. The document that we're having here is a correct document that was submitted on time, on the 31st of January to the department and to Treasury. However, it has been overtaken by the ICMP process. So what we are requesting is that we be allowed to update this document, resubmit it to the department and also to Treasury and also back to this house. And the short answer to that question is yes, we would greatly appreciate being allowed to go back and complete the alignment and that we come back here. And the main reason is the alignment with the ICMP. As council, we realize that we're having two documents that are going to important institutions, but they are not saying 100% the same thing.
Honourable Mr. Brunson, I send the hand is up, and Honourable Tapan, Lisa Nikki.
Yes, thank you, Chairperson. I think what the Chairperson of the Board just said now marked my baikwat. It upset me a lot. Because if I listen very carefully to dates and times and everything, this, I hope I've got the correct ICMP. The ICMP process was finished the 31st of January. Is that correct?
No, it was finished the 31st of the end of February, the 28th of February.
Okay, 28th of February, doesn't make a difference, 28 days. And now it's the 22nd of May. And I believe that your board has known long before that you have to report back to this committee. And you see, Chairperson, I've mentioned it in my speech last Thursday. That's my problem. You know, fingers are pointing to members of parliament, and it's pointing to me that we are not taking our job seriously. And I'm annoyed to hear that. Chairperson, if you've got homework to do and you know it has to be completed tomorrow, it must be completed. From the 28th of February, March, April, nearly May. It's 3 months. So this is things that has to be done every day. It's a continuous program, process. And why tell us today that we are going to reassess the program or whatever and align everything? That is not good enough. Because things are coming to this committee. And Chairperson, I'm not referring just to this committee. I believe we've served under in other committees also. You know, people have got important positions, and then they come to the committee and they've not completed the job. How on earth? I'm telling you, Chairperson, as members of parliament operate like some of these departments, I think my party leaders will send me home and said, stay there. I'm very serious. Some of the entities are not taking this committee and therefore Parliament and therefore the people of South Africa not serious. If they can say anything to the contrary, I will accept that, but I don't think they can. If they can't complete stuff in 3 months' time, they can't do it. Will it be finished in 2 weeks? 4 months. Thank you, Chairperson.
The Chairperson, my colleague has covered me, but I really just want to add this. You know, I am deployed by UTM. That is one of the smaller parties here. So to be in a smaller party, you serve in different committees. As we are sitting here, there is a budget vote that is going on now, Labour. I really wanted to debate in that budget vote, but I sacrificed it for this meeting to be here. So all what I'm saying is I am writing an exception to this. But Honorable Chairperson, Honorable Van der Berg has said a lot, and there's no need for me to add what he has said. But I think we must give them this opportunity, because one of our most important jobs as members of parliament is to oversee. So Mr. Mkhize has said, as it stands now, we cannot oversee them properly. So I think we must give them that opportunity to go back and address this thing properly, and then when they are ready, they come back to us again.
Thank you, Emma, Mam Nomiteshuga.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think the previous honourables have covered me as other members. I represent the African National Congress. That really, this is unacceptable. If by end of February they did sign that document, and after 3 months they are coming to say they have to add to it, I think it's unacceptable. Like the honourable member is saying, there are budget votes going on. Some of us will be sitting in those budget votes, but we're honouring this meeting with an, you know, objective that we're going to hear and be able to oversee what this entity is doing. I think I want to support that they must just come back, go back and put their house in order and come back to us. Thank you.
I think, members, I think we've spoken about it. I am not happy, DJ. You've just messed up my day. And you see, I'm happy that members, you've seen it. Thank you, Mam Nomita. Let us be taken serious, because the day we don't take you serious, you won't like it, you know. And some of you will be running to call, like the chairperson of the NFEF. They will be running to call the chief of the majority party when we raise some of the issues. I will state in this meeting. So I think we will just release you, Robben Island. We are not happy, Dr. Kiso. When I hit on the M&E, then people think I'm personal. So I tend to ask myself, what is it that the department is doing? Because I don't see anything being monitored. Anyway, while we're here, Dr. Mkhize, there's an issue that was raised about the poaching around Robben Island. Can something be done? OTGW, agriculture, I think, and minerals, those marine, whatever. Okay, we'll release you on the 30th. You will be back here. Thank you. Now then. Manj. Okay, while we are still arguing, maybe I'm too lying, but implement the parallel endeavor.
Thanks, Chair. Perhaps, Chair, let me just clarify this, and we must apologize to the committee. But this is not...
DJ.
No, Chair, I just wanted to clarify something. No, Chair, the reason I'm raising this is because the plan is going to be finalized this week. Council is meeting on Friday to finalize the plan.
You should have thought of that before.
I just wanted to say that, so by the 30th we'll be fine. Of this month.
If we don't get a date, we'll wait for us. It's budget vote now. We'll see. Because we can't implement what we have not approved. Yeah, Majal. Not me, the law.
Thank you, Chairperson. I wanted to suggest, I hope I've got some support from the other committee members, that if something like this happen in future, and I urge this committee to just send a note to the minister's office and to you know, I'm not so sure if all the information from this committee reached the minister, because I'm not so sure about that. But I think we must, I ask you, Chairperson, as the chair of this committee, to write a letter to the minister's office. You, as the chairperson, sign it. Then we know it come under the minister's attention, and that we will follow due procedure in future if things like this happen. And I'm also going to my whippery and to suggest that the DA will in future compile incidences like this. And I think at the end of the year we will sit with a stack of this, because how many entities come to portfolio committees and are not properly prepared? And we're talking about misuse of the government's money. This is a perfect example, and I am going to follow that procedure, and I'm just informing it officially that I will urge my whippery to do that. Thank you, Chairperson.
Okay, we will definitely do it. Sam is here. I'm not sure because he's playing on his phone. I don't see any notebook, whether he's writing what we're saying. So I hope this is taken up, because we've raised it before. Let's not waste our time. Can you kindly release Robin Island? They will hear from us as a portfolio committee. Thank you. The next one will have... can we have the War Museum, please? The War Museum of the Boer Republic.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
We won't take tea right now. If anyone wants tea, there is fresh tea here. So we don't have time for tea. We are busy with budget votes. We don't have tea. There is tea, so if you will, or just have along the warm of the water.